Here at the Storm Lake Boys Basketball Jamboree, chance to preview some upcoming seasons and talking at this time with Newell Fonda's Shad Kopic. Shad finished high in the Twin Lakes Conference standings last year, made it to a district final, and several guys back. What do you expect from this season?
I'll tell you, the first things first is we've got to get healthy. We've got four or five guys that they came out of football with some injuries, and that's okay because it looks like they're all going to be all right. So that's the important thing. But I'll tell you what, tonight I was really pleased with the way our young kids stepped up and played in the Jamboree tonight. Although it was only for a half, it was their first opportunity for some varsity action, and they really, really did a nice job. I'm very proud of them.
And Mason Scheidegger with the high ankle and Connor Walterman with a thumb and two other guys too. What are those guys' status and when is their availability looking like?
Well, I don't think we're going to get Connor back until after Christmas, maybe two or three weeks after Christmas. Mason, probably another week or two on that ankle. And our other two are getting very close. They've been practicing with us, just not been able to go full go yet. But like I said, it's been a good opportunity for some other guys to get in the mix. And having that opportunity to build depth is only going to make us better.
Well, those guys that were out tonight will certainly be a big lift once they're ready, as you lost the three seniors from last year, and you'll miss Brady Dix's scoring ability and defense, but you've got some guys either ready to step up or step in. Let's start with some of the other returning players.
Did you put me on the spot there? I had drawn a blank, but I thought Cole and Jake Davis, who manned the inside for us tonight, really did a nice job. Reed Cruz, who's been with us for a number of years, he's a junior now. He's taken over for Connor at the point and has really come a long way in just running our club. And, you know, so much times many fans, a casual fan, don't see how important a point guard can be to running your team. But Reed has done a fantastic job in that regard. And Jesse Hack, a sophomore, many people know him from football, he has stepped up his game, and he is a defensive stopper that we really need right now.
Sorry to put you on the spot there, but any other newcomers that you're going to rely on this year that maybe didn't see any or much varsity action a season ago?
Well, Jesse, as we talked about, one, Nate Peterson, once he gets healthy, he broke his leg in football. He's just now starting to get back in the groove. We'll probably see him on the court quite a bit. Jake Davis, I already mentioned him, touched on him. He's another sophomore that's going to be in the mix. Jimmy Becker played for us tonight, played a lot of JV for us last year, had a good summer. And he was able to get in the mix tonight. So some of those sophomores have really stepped up, and that's going to be important for us.
Once you're healthy, what do you figure this year's version of the Mustangs to be like? Some of your stronger areas, what you're going to lean on?
Well, obviously everybody knows about Mason Scheidegger and Connor Walterman. They're a big guy in our point guard who we've leaned on for a couple of years now. And this summer, we really had a great summer when we had everybody healthy. We did a lot of nice things. We shot the ball a lot. And at our tournaments this summer, we played really well. When we get back everybody on the court healthy and get ourselves clicking, it'll be interesting to see where this team can go. But I'll tell you, right now, I really like this team.
And be interesting to see how the Twin Lakes Conference shakes out. I know that PAC-LM brings back much of their team, and GTRA, one of their studs, the Gielen kid, I believe, is back as a senior. How do you see things taking shape?
Yeah, Pocahontas certainly is a favorite. They've got the Roteman kid back as a junior who's very good inside, and then they team him with the Youngblood kid at the point. That's a nice 1-2 punch right there. And certainly Andy Gielen's probably the best player in the conference, even though he lost the big kid that played with him last year. But don't discount the Conrad kid from Southeast Valley, who's a very good player, and I think Southeast Valley's got a chance to make some noise as well. We're excited. Once we get into league play, it's going to be a battle.
Mustangs should definitely make some noise as the Newell Fonda boys will be opening up this coming Tuesday, December 1st, when they travel up to take on Spencer. Shad Kopic, many thanks to you, and to look forward to talking to you more this year.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate the coverage.